Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Fowler Hour. We're going to be doing a solo episode. Yeah. I really need to come up with like a consistent intro for this podcast, because someone's going to tune in at some point and go, what the hell is this about? This is not some professionally done design podcast. I mean, I try and have nice audio, but you know, these things are all over the place half the time. So yeah, what are we going to be talking about on today's episode? Well, what I want to do on today's episode is talk to you about how to network, but also network in a way that is not like hyper business getting clients all the time. So I'm not quite sure what this episode is going to be called yet, but obviously you've already clicked on it and seen it. But this is going to be more about meeting people within the industry and building up relationships and friendships with them, so that when you're newer into the industry or you're wanting to meet new people, you don't feel so completely overwhelmed by it. But just before we get started, we're going to have a quick word from our lovely sponsors, Skillshare. And you can get 2 free months of Skillshare by heading down to the link below and going through skl.sh/cfowlerdesign for 2 free months of unlimited classes across an absolute metric ton of courses. I think it's 30,000 courses, including ones from Aaron Draplin, Gary Vee, Paula Scher, Adobe certified instructors. I mean, that's how I learned InDesign, was by going through the basics and then the advanced versions of those courses on Skillshare. And you can cancel that 2 months at any time if you want to, or cancel it just at the end so you don't have to pay for it. But again, as I said last week on the episode, or a week before, or whenever it was, it's like $7 or $8 or $9 a month, depending on where you are in the world. So it's like £7 or like $9. It's super cheap. And especially in comparison to learning from, say, a more traditional establishment, we'll say that much. But if you'd like to get involved with Skillshare, be part of their community, check out some of those courses and learn a new skill in the next 2 months, head over to skl.sh/cfowlerdesign. Thank you very much for going through that link and supporting the show by doing so. And also, as always, if you are listening to this on a platform that you can review the show on, please, 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 please leave us a 5-star review and a comment about what you thought about this episode or the show in general. We're rated 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, but I want to see some more comments from you guys, and I'll read yours out on the show if you leave us a nice review. Well, I'll read out the bad ones too. I don't really care at this point. Well, I do care, but you know, it'll be jokes. Okay, so let's get on to today's show. I'm recording this podcast fresh off the heels of the Creative Waffle Live event, which is hosted by Mark Hirons, who runs the Creative Waffle podcast and social platforms. And it was the first foray he'd had into running a live event. So firstly, very proud of you, Mark, and congratulations for running such a great event. But when we were at the event and the couple of days around it that I spent with my friends and met new people and went to new places, it really got me thinking about, firstly, how grateful I am to have friends like that who previously, maybe a year ago or even 6 months ago, I'd only spoken to them online before, to then be able to hang out with them in person. I was very grateful for that fact, and I wanted to sit down on this podcast today and basically summarize some of the ways that you can achieve that type of thing too, because I've been meeting people online, originally through music communities and stuff like that, ever since I was about 17. And maybe even slightly before. So I've been doing this for quite a long time now, meeting people online, going to events and then meeting them in person and making friends that way. But many people who are fresh into this industry might not actually be able to do that, or might not know where to start. Maybe you are a little unsure about how to connect with people, or there's not a big community locally to you, so you want to meet people online. And I basically want to help other people achieve the same experience I've just had at the Creative Waffle Live event. So, and all the other stuff that kind of surrounded that in the culmination of the few days I was in London. But let's start by kind of establishing some different ideas here. Because just because this is a kind of a networking episode, this is not something I'm going to be talking about in terms of how to build a business network. Now, these people that you're going to be meeting are within the design community probably, so they probably have some really good skills and some really good contacts, which you could leverage at some point. But the point of the networking I'm going to be explaining here is to help you meet new people within the industry and to help you make new friends within the industry. This is not going to be a super hard businessy episode where I explain how you follow up with them every 6 weeks to chase them over email or to get testimonials or referrals or business partnerships or whatever. This is going to be a little bit more relaxed than that. Maybe I'll do an episode on more businessy networking for finding clients, etc., another time. But for now, because of the design event, the Creative Waffle event I just went to, I wanted to spend some time actually talking to you about this type of networking, which is ever so slightly different. So how do you go about meeting people in the community? Well, it depends how you want to do it, firstly. So I kind of alluded to at the start that if you're living in a place where maybe there's not a thriving design community in person locally, or you're very present on social media, starting online is a great place to start, really. By online, that could be forums, that could be YouTube comments if you really want, that could be Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, etc. Often groups, pages, or people's content is a great place to start networking and start building up conversations, because you can generally talk to everyone who has a social media presence. Most people do not have private accounts. Most people respond to their messages. So through things like Instagram comments, Twitter DMs, even just search features or looking through different Facebook groups, you can find different people's posts and engage with them. Now, this is not going to be kind of the thing where you leave a comment on someone's post and be like, hey, do you want to grab a coffee sometime? I have no idea who you are. But what you want to be doing in this case is by looking at these people's work online, seeing what type of person they are, maybe just engage with them on some comments, leave a nice comment, say something positive, maybe send them a Twitter DM and say, I really liked what you're doing. Or maybe even say, could I ask you a question about something? Don't be a creep about it. Just be a bit relaxed, be polite. But when you're meeting people online, it's quite easy to get over that initial icebreaker hurdle. And this is what I've been doing, as I say, since I was about 17, so almost 8 years at this point, to meet people who I think produce or create really cool work, whether that's music or art or design, and also interact with people who are kind of just interesting in general. So these are not people who are going to become clients. So I'm not trying to kind of win them over or convince them I'm an expert at something. This is just general conversation and being positive, really. And that's how I've met almost everyone I know in the design community, is through largely through Instagram, also through Twitter, and some of them, which I'll get to in a minute, actually in physical design events. But we'll start looking at this online thing, because I know as kind of a general trait, designers and creatives are generally fairly introverted people. So using the online form first is a great way to do that. And it's also a great way to meet people from anywhere in the world. So you just want to be polite and see where it goes. You're not going to click with everyone. You might see someone or see some posts they've made and be like, ha, I really relate to that tweet they made, or I really love this post they did. But some people you're never going to click with. In the same way you would when you're a kid at school, you won't just gel with everyone. And it's difficult to tell up front whether that's going to be the case, especially when you meet someone online and then meet them in person. But you get used to that. You get used to meeting someone online or talking to somebody online, and then maybe they're slightly different in person. Maybe they're even cooler in person. You don't know. But that's kind of the tricky thing with online side, is there are some downsides, is that you may never meet them in person. Depends where they live, depends how often you can go to events, depends how much you can travel. And they actually might be different than they are off. So they might be different offline than they are online, which is a bit of a strange one, really. And I've run into a few people who are like this, not within the design community, really, but I have run into people in the past who have been, what's the way to describe this? So when I used to be in the chiptune music community, there were many, many people who you would talk to online who were completely different in person. So some people are extraordinarily positive and outgoing online, but the second they're in person, they can't even look you in the eyes. So you want to make sure that you're actually being the person you are in real life online. And although it's easier to get over that initial hurdle, you don't want to just start kind of faking your personality type. Like if you're quite shy, that's okay. You can build up that stuff through talking to people on social and then maybe phone calls and then meeting people in person. But if you suddenly become like the outgoing jock football type online, but in person, you can't talk to people and you're hunched over and you're tucked behind your hoodie, and like you just can't talk to people, well, then there's going to be a massive disconnect and you will have just wasted all your time. So you need to try and make sure, particularly when you're online, is that you are being genuine, being authentic, and trying to engage with people and not expect anything in return. If you start expecting things in return, whether that's a comment on your post, whether that's just them messaging you back, things can get sour really quickly. We've all seen kind of nice guy posts where, like Sorrow TV style on YouTube or something, or Reddit, where someone says, hey, I'm not sure we're going to be great friends. And then they just like lash out crazy hard. And they're like, oh, we thought you were a nice person, but turns out you're not. So online is, and social media is probably, I think, one of the fastest ways to connect with people. It's one of the joys of being in 2019, going into 2020, is that we have the ability to message almost anyone at any time with little to no repercussions. What's going to happen? They might block you, but just don't be a creep and you'll be fine. But with online meeting people, that's how I met the majority of people I know. That's how I met Tom Ross. That's how I met Chris Doe. That's how I met Arun Sharma, Mark Hirons, Michael Fugstrater, like Lisa Jacobs. All those people I met online, Alex Aperios, all these amazing people I've met online and through the podcast as well, just through connecting with them online, whether that's sending them a message. Miriam Isaac, for example, we met during that Front Row conference and we've been talking on and off since. So these types of relationships you can build up quite quickly through online means, but it does come with some caveats, as I've just described. You won't click with everyone and you need to make sure if you do meet them in person that you're not pretending to be somebody else. However, if you're new to the industry, try finding the places where people hang out and you want to meet people. Again, this is not going to be a way to find clients typically, but this will be a way for you to meet people within the industry who might be able to help you, or in just in general, make you feel a little bit less lonely. Which, especially when we work, a large portion of us work remotely or work freelance, you're in your own office by yourself typically, and it becomes extremely difficult to get out of that mindset and go and meet new people when you could just so easily just crawl back under your duvet, under your blanket, and have a nap after you've finished work for the day or whatever. So that's the first place, going to actual online groups or forums or social media platforms to meet other people. Now, the next thing, which is kind of the step up, which is taking things into the real world, is actually going to design events. So in the UK, we have things like design festivals like Birmingham Design Festival, Manchester Design Festival. And then we also have things that are more local and typically once a month or once every couple of weeks, which would be an event like Glug, which is typically done either at just a bar or a venue, but has speakers or is sometimes in an agency studio, for example. Now, these events are typically focused around speakers. However, there are some which, again, you can look at the itinerary for these events to see whether they have any specific networking sections or networking time throughout the course of the event. Often they will do, particularly if you go to bigger conferences and things like that, but it's not something to really worry about. What you want to be doing is attending these networking events and go and absorb some information, go and meet some speakers or say hello to the speakers and say, thank you for that amazing talk, really appreciate it. And then, ooh, we get to actually the tricky bit, which is trying to introduce yourself to people who you think look interesting. It's a tricky one, because actually trying to do an icebreaker to meet new people and talking to strangers is something we're actually not typically taught to do. I mean, I don't remember, or don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I was told you don't talk to strangers, especially if they talk to you first. Because that usually means they want something, like what's going on here, like stranger danger and all this type of stuff. And as I've grown up and seen the world kind of how it is now, yes, that is sometimes the case. But more often than not, most people are either going to be willing or happy to talk to you, or they will just say, thank you very much. I mean, I'm just going to go and do whatever I'm doing. And basically tell you they're not interested. So that's the worst that's going to happen 99% of the time. So let's say you've attended a Glug event. This is maybe your first or second event. Kind of got a feel of what's going on. And maybe you're there by yourself. Maybe you're there with a couple of other friends. But you want to go and talk to some new people. You want to go and meet some other designers to kind of expand your network and see what other creatives you can bump into and what other cool people you can meet. So how do you go about that? Because often meeting people in person is the best way to build a relationship with them, is to build up your friendship with them eventually. And that's what I found as well, or to reinforce an existing friendship. So one of the things that I have a story from a Glug event, actually, where I was there by myself and the Glug team were posting on Instagram stories like, hey, we've hidden some free beer tokens around the event. If you can find them and get them, obviously those free beers are yours. And I was by myself, so I had nothing better to do other than to try and find these tokens. So I found some, and unfortunately, they were in the roof above a group of people. Now, this group of people had no idea what was happening, and I just, because I'm me, and I was like, I want the beer tokens, but I also want to see if I can maybe talk to some new people too. I had a very fortunate icebreaker moment where I was able to kind of squeeze into this middle of this group and say, I'm really sorry, guys. I just want you to pause your conversation a second because there's some free beer tokens up here. And I grabbed the beer tokens and there was like 5 beer tokens. So each of the people in the group had a beer token. I got one as well. And I said, cool, well, thanks very much. And then they were like, whoa, we're going to like, they kind of like roped me in to talk to them because I just got them a free beer. And then I actually ended up speaking to these guys. And I believe they all worked at Super Union, one of the massive London design studios. And they were all lovely. And it was really interesting to see that icebreaking moment was able to introduce me to them. And I'm not saying that's going to be the case wherever you go. You can't just like pull something out of your pocket and be like, hey guys, I've got a free meal token for you. They'll be like, what the hell are you doing? But being able to even just introduce yourself to someone who is new or someone who you'd like to talk to or try to talk to is a good way to do it. Again, you just got to be polite. You've got to get out of your comfort zone and go and try to meet new people. And at events, it's definitely harder. If you are a very shy person or you're not very good at expressing yourself or speaking publicly to strangers at the moment, then maybe going to physical events is not for you immediately, although I recommend everybody does if you can, because you'll come out of your shell so much faster. It's harder to do this at actual events. And there also comes with some other caveats, because you're not online with these people, you are actually just talking to them in person. One of the issues comes with trying to remember people's names. If you're in a group of 6 people and you're trying to remember everybody's names, you need to get used to doing that. You need to practice that, because nothing says I don't care like not remembering who someone's name is or what somebody's name is. If you forget someone's name over and over and over again, they're just going to think that you don't care and they're not going to want to talk to you, because we are all very attached to our names, so don't get it wrong. And it's not like you can just check your phone and be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to check this person's profile so I can see their name. Like, you have to get used to remembering those types of things up front. And it might be better if you struggle with those types of things to practice those and just try and practice remembering names, practice remembering different people's job titles, like whatever it is, get used to all the caveats that come with meeting people at design events, because generally, people want to talk to you too. Generally, people will be happy to talk to you too and to learn about what you're doing and ask what you're doing. And you also ask them, because that's one of the other skills with trying to meet new people, is you need to be prepared to give everything and expect nothing in return. So when you go to meet these new people and introduce yourself, it all needs to be about them. You need to be asking questions about what they do, where they come from. What's the newest project they've worked on? What's something that's got them really passionate? What are they really passionate about recently? You need to be prepared to ask them questions. And the same goes for online, but this will be more appropriate in person, because you have to think about this on the fly. You can't just kind of leave it and expect them to hold the conversation up. You've gone in there to try and meet and talk to new people. So actually spend the time asking people questions, understanding who they are, and then it will build up from there. And that's honestly what I've done at so many different events. You just walk into the room, go and speak to some new people, but you don't say very much about yourself. You might tell them your name or your profession, but typically in the whole conversation, sometimes I can have an entire conversation with someone and that's all I'll tell them about me, because I've asked them questions. I've asked them good questions. They've told me about themselves. They feel listened to. And then I become one of the most interesting people in the room by listening to other people. Which is a bit of a strange dynamic, because you'd think the loudest person in the room who has the most to say would be the most interesting. But often it's the person who asks the best questions. And it's much easier to do that online, because you can prepare stuff in advance, you can like practice things, You can answer stuff in however long you want, but when you're doing this in person, you need to actually be taking the time to ask good questions that are relevant, not just like, hi, how are you? Where do you work? What is your job title? But things that are actually specific to the conversation. And obviously that then ties back in with remembering people's names and all that type of stuff. Then the third one that I've written down is like just trying to talk to strangers, but I'm going to skip over that one because that one's really dumb. And if you've ever had someone just come up to you like on the street to try and talk to you, you're going to be a bit like, no, thank you. So if you want to meet people in the design community, the best two ways to do it are through online platforms or forums or social media or Twitter or whatever, Facebook groups, and then go to events as well. So when you've met these people, what do you do then? It depends on the circumstance. Now, if it's online, everything is kept as a record, so you don't really need to do much with that information other than just remember things. And other than remember who you spoke to so you could then go back through that information. But if you are actually meeting people in person, maybe you're at a conference and you're networking a lot, you're talking to a lot of people in the industry and you want to remember who they are, always, always make notes. I do this for almost every networking event I go to, whether it is for business or whether it is for design. I know if I don't have any kind of direct connections to this person, so if it's a brand new person, I don't have any like second or third or fourth connections to them, I always write them down. I always make sure I follow them on social media and make sure I've got a bunch of details about them, because it makes it so much easier to have a conversation in the future if that's the case. Now, what do I write down? So I typically write down a person's name, their username on social if I can find it or ask for it. I also write down their job title, their place of work, what they do, and any interesting things about the conversation we've just had. Now, this will apply for people who are going to be just acquaintances to you or people you think could potentially become kind of lifelong friends or something like that. So I, at the moment in particular, always follow up with people I meet on LinkedIn. Now, that's more for the businessy side, I get that, but you could also do the same thing on Instagram if the conversation you have with them was more casual. I also think that generally, if you're wanting to build a friendship with someone, if you think maybe you click, maybe you've spent like, you've been to a design event and then you spent an hour afterwards talking to them over a couple of beers or something, generally that's going to turn into more of a friendship than a professional acquaintance networking thing. I'll generally use Instagram for that more relaxed type of conversation or LinkedIn for more professional stuff. If it's an acquaintance who maybe I am interested in speaking to every so often, but I'm not going to keep major tabs on, maybe I just don't think we'll be great friends or something else like that, I will use LinkedIn for that as well. And LinkedIn's great because when you've made the notes about the conversation you've had, you have actually something to talk to people about. So whenever you've met someone and you make those notes, you can then turn that back into a personalized message and send to them. Because especially on LinkedIn, if you are sending just spam, kind of generic, repeatable, copy-paste messages, no one's going to find it useful, interesting, or valuable, and they're just going to cancel your request. They're not going to actually want to talk to you at all. And that's kind of the summary of the two ways I think you can actually meet people and build friendships from that and stuff like that, because it's so tricky. When you are fresh into the industry, you kind of feel like you're, even online, you're kind of stuck in one of two circles. Like, you either know everybody because you've come into the industry from somewhere design adjacent, or you know literally no one and have to try and work from the ground up. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with working from the ground up, but you kind of need to be aware of where you are at right now. So let's think about, if you want to meet some new people, the best way to do it is go and find them on Instagram, go and comment on some stuff, keep talking to people, send them tweets, send them messages, be polite. Like, just be a general, authentic human being and actually try and build something that's going to last outside of social media, which is the ultimate goal, because you don't want to just have friends who are online. At some point, you'll want to actually go and meet them. When you click with someone and like actually have a noticeable bond with them immediately, or some kind of friendship immediately, you want to do your best to keep hold of them, like as your friends, not like physically, don't like chain yourselves together, but just sit and really think and consider, is this the type of person who I'd love to spend more time with? And if they are, don't forget that, because it's very difficult to find friends who are going to last a lifetime and who are going to actually want to be there for you when things get tough and it's not just you're at a design event and you say hello. Because those types of friendships are more like acquaintances, and people just get so wrapped up in them. They think, oh, everybody hates me because no one's doing this. Everyone's just saying hello to me. I don't have any friends, even though da 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 da. It's like, no. You shouldn't be having that many friends. You should be having kind of a small group of very strong friends, and that's it. Everyone else is just going to be an acquaintance, and there's nothing wrong with that. When you've spoken to these people online, you've built things up, you've actually spoken to them maybe on a different platform. So for example, let's take a good example of this. So Tom Ross and I, we spoke a little bit online, and then earlier this year, went to go and meet and hang out with Tom Ross. Earlier this year? Was it this year? I don't know. Someone will correct me. Someone will find it on my Instagram story. But either way, met Tom Ross and spoke to him online a bit, but he actually doesn't live very far away from me. He lives like an hour away. So I got on a train. I met Michael Fugstrater, and we went with Mark Hirons to go and hang out with Tom Ross. Like, it, because when you've built up these relationships online, you can then translate often many of them into in-person events. So going to Creative Waffle, I got to hang out with Lisa Jacobs, got to hang out with Fugstrater, got to hang out with Tom Ross, Alex Aperios, Mark Hirons, obviously, because he was running the event, and a bunch of other awesome people too, who I would never have met any other way. I maybe would have met some of them at a design event, but the fastest way to meet people is through online and then translate it. And I'm very, very grateful to have those types of people in my life, especially when you click with someone like that, whether that's, so for me, that could be with Lisa Jacobs, for example, or with Tom Ross. We get on really, really well. And you want to do your best to keep up with them. You want to make sure that those relationships stay strong. So you want to try, when you've kind of spoken to people enough and they maybe want to hang out or whatever, try and arrange things so that you can actually meet them in person or speak to them over the phone or Discord or Skype or whatever. If you enjoy their company, don't let that go. Don't just think that because it's an online friendship or whatever, or someone you've met in the design community and you're like, nah, they live in like Texas and I live in San Francisco, so I'm just not going to talk to them because they're so far away. It's like, no. Because A, travel is so cheap. Travel is the cheapest it's like ever been in the history of ever. And you can also, for free, talk to people over the internet. So get a grip and actually try and talk to these people who are your friends and keep connected with them, whether that's, and if that makes you feel awkward talking to someone on the phone, try and meet them in person or just talk to them on messages outside of just the comments on their posts. When you can actually talk to people in person or over Skype or something like that, you actually build a stronger bond with them. And when you're genuine and yourself and you don't hide behind some internet persona, people actually really enjoy your company. People will enjoy being transparent with you. People will enjoy being vulnerable with you, having deeper conversations than just, hey, I love your work, what typeface is that? And when you're actually able to build out those relationships, your world's going to become a lot brighter. Your world's going to become a lot more positive. And when you go to design events, other people you know are going to be going too. And that makes the world so much better. Because as I said at the top of the show, when we work freelance or work by ourselves or travel and work or whatever, often you're kind of alone. It's the most socially connected world we've ever had. And the loneliness level is extremely high because that's all people do. All people do is tweet each other like, hey, love your skirt, or hey, love this piece of packaging you did. And they don't follow it up with anything. They don't try and pursue any kind of meaningful relationship with people outside of just basic ass comments, which sucks because everyone should be trying to achieve a little bit more with that. Everyone should be trying to achieve some friendships that could last a lifetime. And it's difficult when you are fresh into the industry and you want to meet new people, but start small. See if you can find people who are at a similar level to you, or even better at what you do, better than you at what you do, because those people are going to be potentially the ones who can help you in the long run, the ones you actually want to spend the most time with. And I feel very, very grateful for all the people I've met through the internet, because most of them have been lovely. 99% of them have been amazing. And some of them are now very close friends, and we talk almost on a daily basis. And on the flip side, some of them are just mates who I'll see every so often. and some of them are acquaintances who I will shake the hand of and say, how's your work going? Glad to hear you're doing okay. How's the family? How's the kids? And nothing more. And that's perfectly okay too. Don't feel just because you're in the industry and you're new, it doesn't mean you can't meet new people. We're all connected now. It's all so easy to connect with everyone that you can take your chat that's online only and bring it into the real world. And when you bring things that are online into the real world, whether that's a voice call, Skype, whatever, or just meeting in person for a drink or going out for lunch, that's where the real connections are made. And that is where you'll build relationships that will last a lifetime. And I don't mean just from clients. What I mean is actually building a creative network of people who care about you and who are in the same industry and have similar interests to you. Because at the end of the day, none of us want to be lonely freelancers in an office by ourselves. I did this episode as well because I just wanted to say also thank you to Mark for running such a great event at Creative Waffle Live 2019. If you haven't gone and supported him on his podcast at Creative Waffle, then please go and do so. But I'm going to wrap this show down here at kind of at 30 minute mark because I think I've covered everything. I think I've just made it clear and very easy and hopefully broken it down in a way that you can work your way through these problems too. You can step out of your comfort zone to message somebody online or send somebody a DM, even if it's just a hi, I'd love to talk to you about this, or hi, I really love what you just made. Start there, build it up, take it to the real world, and you'll be unstoppable because you're going to have a network of amazing, incredible people behind you supporting you, and you'll be supporting other people along the way too. So thank you for tuning into this solo episode of The Fowler Hour. As I said, if you could leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be fabulous, and I'll read them out on the next episode of the show. Finally, you can get 2 free months of Skillshare by going to skl.sh/cfowlerdesign or clicking the link down in the description. We'll be back same time next week. If you have any questions about this episode, send me a tweet, #FowlerHour, or send me a DM on Instagram, or tag me in stories, whatever you'd like. Either way, thank you very much for tuning into this episode, and we'll see you same time next week. Bye for now.